And as you're being seated, children can be dismissed to Children's Church with Miss Michaela here. And so if you are a junior church age kid, you are welcome to go back to junior church. And I forgot to mention, for all the kids that are here, as you're leaving this morning, on the very back pew, we have a Easter basket filled with some goodies for you. And so you can grab one of those as you leave this morning. And then on the back table, there's two different family devotional booklets, as well as the latest copy of The Sword of the Lord. And so be sure to avail yourself to those resources. And so, well, as you're getting settled there, I invite you to take your Bibles this morning and find your place with us in Matthew chapter 11. Gospel of Matthew chapter 11 this morning. And we'll be there momentarily. And Matthew chapter 11. Since about Monday or so, I've had this impression on my heart that, you know, Resurrection Day is a victorious day, but at the same time, it is also what we celebrate every week that we gather, is that we are celebrating the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I was just impressed that today needed to be a day of worship. It needed to be a day of encouragement. And, you know, this week in our church family, we were reminded just how quickly life can hold for folks both joy and both sorrow at the same time. And the same week here, our church welcomed a new baby into the world, and baby Hank, and we said, see you later, to a longtime friend, a church member, a dear friend. And on one hand, we heard the joy of a new arrival, and on the other hand, we felt the ache of a temporary goodbye. You had one family celebrating a beginning, and another family, they were walking through, and I hate to call it an ending because it wasn't an ending. It was a, it was a see you later. And really, as we think about life in this world, that is life here in this world. And life is a strange mixture. On one hand, you can have laughter. On one hand, you can have tears. One hand, you can have hellos. One hand, goodbyes. One hand, cradles. One hand, caskets. One hand, celebration. And one hand, sorrow. And sometimes they do not come in separate seasons. Sometimes they come in the very same week. And in moments like that, we're reminded that we need something more than just cliches. We need something more than just a surface level comfort. We need something steady when life feels so changing. And that's why Matthew chapter 11 in particular is such a precious passage of Scripture. Here in Matthew chapter 11, we find the Lord Jesus, and he's speaking to people who are tired, who are burdened, who are carrying the weight of life. And he gives to them a very wonderful invitation. You found your place there, Matthew chapter 11. And notice, if you would, beginning in verse number 25. Verse number 25, the Bible says that at the time, Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent and hast revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for it seemed good in thy sight, all things are delivered unto me of my Father. And no man knoweth the Son but the Father, neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. And here's the key that we want to focus in on here this morning. Verse number 28. Come unto me, all ye labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. And ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. You see that phrase there in verse number 28. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. So here on this Resurrection Sunday, I want to preach to you a very simple message. And perhaps I could think of no better question to ask on Resurrection Sunday than this question and this encouragement. And that is, do you know my Jesus? Do you know my Jesus? Because if you know Jesus this morning, you have someone in the joyful days. If you know Jesus this morning, you have someone for the grieving days. If you know Jesus this morning, you have someone for the first breath and the final breath. If you know Jesus this morning, you have someone who walks with you and walks with you through it all. And so there's three thoughts I want us to see this morning from this passage. Number one, I want us to see the pilgrim's weariness. The pilgrim's weariness. There's a intentional naming behind this message this morning. Do you know my Jesus? It's an old Southern gospel song. And part of the verse asks this question: where is your heart, O pilgrim? What does your light reveal? This week reminds us that life moves quickly. You know, when we were growing up, we thought we had all the time in the world. And as we grow older, we start to learn very quickly we do not have all the time in the world. One moment we're rejoicing over a newborn life. Another moment we're wiping tears over a dear brother or sister who has gone on to heaven. And when life moves like that, the heart can get weary. And Jesus says here, come unto me. In verse number 28, come unto me, all ye that labor. That word labor here speaks of a weariness, of an exhaustion, of a strain. And listen, sometimes the weariness, and I've heard this time and time again over the years, that if you're weary, then you must be living in rebellion. And that's not what this verse means. Sometimes the weariness is not from rebellion. Sometimes it is not because you're out of God's will. Sometimes it is simply just because you are human. And life has a way of getting messy. And life has a way of getting heavy. And even faithful pilgrims get tired. Even faithful pilgrims get weary. And listen, sometimes you're still showing up, you're still singing, you're still serving, you're still smiling, but your heart is tired. Your heart just isn't in it anymore. And that line of the song is, it's so searching. Where is your heart, O pilgrim? Because that's the real question. It's not, are you still walking, but how is your heart while you walk? This week, hearts have felt both joy and have felt both sorrow. And both, listen, can wear on you in different ways. Joy can humble you. Sorrow can drain you. And life can leave you and your heart just tired from feeling so much all at once. And these emotions can just hit all at once. And listen, it's possible this morning that to leave a hospital room rejoicing over a baby and then in the same week stand in another room or another place with tears because someone you love is no longer there. Same church, same people, same week. Same heart trying to process both. That is what makes this text so precious. And Jesus, we see here, he does not only minister to the rebellious, but he ministers to the weary. He says here, come unto me. Not come when you are strong. Not come when you have sorted all of your emotions out. But he says, come just as weary as you are. And so, yes, this morning the pilgrim gets weary. Because the pilgrim is carrying something that, and that leads us into the second truth this morning. We see the pilgrim's weariness, but then secondly, we see the pressure of life's burdens. The song continues by asking these questions. Who hears your call for comfort when naught but sorrow you feel? Who knows your disappointments? Who hears each time you cry? Who understands your heartaches? Who dries the tears from your eyes? And Jesus here in verse number 28 says, come unto me all ye that labor and are heavy laden. Heavy laden, that means loaded down. That means pressed by the weight of life. And if this week teaches us anything, it's that life carries burdens that we cannot manage on our own. For one family right now, there's the burden of adjustment, responsibility, sleepless nights, all the emotions that come with a new little life. This week, I'm assuming Joe and Katie are home. Neil, are they home?
Yeah.
They're home. And so all this week, we have a little group chat on Facebook. And so we've just been sending reels to each other. Just, you know, little silly things to, you know, make each other laugh or whatever the case may be. And they're at home. They have all the time in the world right now. And so that's what we're doing. But they have that new life that's, you know, it's an adjustment. Sure, they've had Liam, but now it's another new life, a new little baby that's into the picture. And for another, there's the burden of loss and grief and silence and memories and the ache that comes when a familiar voice is no longer heard. Different burdens, but burdens nonetheless. Some rejoicing with tears in their eyes, some grieving with hope in their hearts, some trying to hold both at the same time. And the songwriter, he asks the question, who hears? And the answer is simple this morning, Jesus hears. And those times when we feel like there's nobody that cares, Jesus cares. Again, I mentioned it either last week or a couple weeks ago. David, when he was on the run from Absalom, he talked about how he looked on his right hand side and he looked on his left hand side. And he said, behold, no man cared for my soul. Now, listen, sometimes we feel like that. Sometimes we feel like nobody cares. Sometimes we feel like we're all alone. But folks, we need to be encouraged this morning that Jesus cares and that we're not alone. Who understands? Jesus understands. Who dries the tears? Jesus dries the cares. And this is the comfort of knowing Christ this morning. Not that life stops being heavy, but that you do not carry the weight alone. A little baby does not carry himself. He has to be carried. He has to be held. He has to be supported. He has to be sustained by arms that are stronger than his. If I could say it this way, that doesn't necessarily stop when we get older. There are seasons when even those as grown believers need to be carried by the everlasting arms. And we can thank God this morning that Jesus still knows how to carry his own. Think of the saint who has now gone on to heaven. What is absent for us is present with the Lord for them. What is sorrow for us has become sight for them. What is goodbye for us is glory for them. Yeah, those left behind, the burden is real. And listen, this morning, Jesus never mocks that grief. Jesus never minimizes that sorrow. Jesus never says, get over it. He says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. In other words, bring the joy, bring the sorrow, bring the gratitude, bring the grief, bring the celebration, bring the tears. Bring it all to Jesus. And so we see the pilgrim's weariness. We see the pressure of life's burdens. But thank God the message doesn't just stop there. The message just doesn't stop with what we feel, but it ends with who he is. And that's what we see thirdly and finally this morning, the presence of a faithful friend. Do you know my Jesus? Do you know my friend? Have you heard he loves you and that he will abide till the end? That right here is the heart of the message this morning. In a week of beginnings and endings, of first breaths and final earthly farewells, you say, what do we need most this morning? Mostly this morning, we need Jesus. We don't need just doctrine in the heart, in the head, but we need Christ in the heart. We don't just need truth that we can quote, but we need a friend that we can lean on. And Jesus here says in verse 28, come unto me. This is personal. He does not merely offer a principle. He offers presence. And that is what makes all the difference. Listen, when a baby is born, Jesus is there. When a saint goes home, Jesus is there. When a family rejoices, Jesus is there. When a family grieves, Jesus is there. He is not just for one side of life. He is for all of life. And the song says and asks the question, do you know my friend? What a word that is, that Jesus, we can consider the Savior of the world, the Creator of all mankind, we can consider him our friend. A friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Because Jesus is more than just a Savior in a sermon. He's friend in the night. He's a friend in the hospital room. He's a friend at the graveside. He's a friend in the nursery. He's a friend in the sanctuary. He's a friend when your heart is full. He's a friend when your heart is breaking. Then the song says, have you heard he loves you? Not only is he your friend this morning, but he loves you this morning. He loves the family holding the baby. He loves the family grieving the saint. He loves the rejoicing heart. He loves the broken heart. And then the song ends, he will abide till the end. What a promise that we have. That when babies grow up, when saints grow old, that when seasons change, when church families change, when life moves and time passes, Jesus still abides. That he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He abides when we are celebrating. He abides when we are sorrowing. He abides when we do not know what tomorrow holds because we know who holds tomorrow. He abides till the end. People come into our lives for seasons. Some may stay many years. Some bless us deeply. Some leave memories that we cherish, but only Jesus is the friend who never leaves. He never fails. He never dies. He never changes. And that is why the child of God can make it through a week like this. Not because we're strong enough, but because Jesus is steady enough. not because our hearts never ache, but because our Savior never abandons. And so this week, our church family has seen a little picture of life itself. We welcome the baby. We said, "See you later," to a faithful friend. One reminded us that life is brief. The other reminded us that eternity is real. One reminded us that God is still giving life. The other reminded us that for the believer, death is not the end. And in both moments, the answer is the same. The answer is Jesus. For the weary pilgrim, Jesus has come. For the burdened heart, Jesus has come. For the rejoicing family, Jesus is there. For the grieving family, Jesus is there. So the question this morning is not merely whether you know about him. The question is, do you know him this morning? Do you know the friend who loves you? Do you know the Savior who hears you? Do you know the Lord who understands your heartaches? Do you know the one who will abide till the end? Because if you know Jesus this morning, then you have hope in the nursery. You have hope at the graveside. You have comfort in celebration. You have comfort in sorrow. You have a Savior for every season. And so this morning I ask you again, do you know my Jesus? Because to know him is to have peace for the journey, grace for the journey, peace for today, and hope forever. And so this morning, whether your heart has been lifted by the cry of a newborn baby or broken by the silence left behind by a faithful friend, the message is the same. Come to Jesus. He is the one who stays set steady when life changes quickly. He is the one who gives comfort in sorrow, strength in weakness, and rest to the weary. In the same week, we have been reminded that life is precious. Death is certain. Eternity is real. And Christ is enough for all and for it all. This morning, you don't have to leave this church admiring Jesus from a distance. You can come near to him today. You can lean on him today. You can trust in him today. You can rest in him. You can come for the same Savior who walks with us in our hellos, who will be the one to carry us through our goodbyes, and he will abide with you until the end. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. Our heads are bowed, our eyes are closed. This morning, let's stand together at our feet.